Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you for joining, Rabbi.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, sorry, I totally forgot about it. And okay, I'm in Shul now. I'm doing it over my phone, so not as good as over the laptop, but it'll do. I don't see anybody else, but I guess I'll imagine you're there.
If Rabbi swipes right, the other participants can be seen.
Oh, now I see people. Okay, hello everybody. Sorry for the delay. Okay, so I thought I'll just share with you some of the a thought in learning about Rosh Hashanah. The pasuk says Zichron Truah. So Rashi and Chumash says Zichron Truah. Rashi says that it refers to Malchus Zichronis and Shofaris. Zichron is Zichronis and Truah is Shofaris. And then it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem is Malchus, which is a Gemara. But the Ramban yes and Rashi, the Ramban there in Chumash yes and Rashi. He says that he thinks the Gemara is only an asmachta. The Gemara, the Darshan Zichron Truah for Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofaris, he thinks it's clearly only an asmachta. Because the Gemara says beferish that if you have two cities, and in one city, then there's somebody there who knows how to blow Shofar, so they're going to have Shofar blowing, but they're not going to daven Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofaris. And there's another city where they have a Shliach Tzibur who knows how to say Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofaris. Remember, they didn't have printed Machzorim, but somebody there who knows Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofaris by heart, so they'll have that. But they're not going to have to get a shofar. So the Gemara says you go to the Mokum Shetakim and not to the Mokum Shemavarchim, because the Mokum Shetakim, that's a deraisa, and the Mokum Shemavarchim, that's only a derabanan. So it's beferish in the Gemara that Malchus, Zichronis, and Shofaris is only a derabanan. So the pasuk of Zichron Truah must be in as the pasuk is an asmachta. And Rashi and Chumash, not the derech of Rashi and Chumash to bring asmachtas from the fact that Rashi and Chumash brings it, it sounds like Rashi holds that it's a din deraisa. So that's the Ramban's Hasoga on Rashi. How can Rashi imply that Malchus Zichronis and Shofaris is a deraisa? He puts it into his parish and chumash. When the Gemara says beferish that in the city where they're not belong, where that shofar is deraisa, and Malchus Zichronis and Shofaris is only a derabbanan. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, the Gemara says that the brachas of Malchus Zichronis and Shofaris and the tekiyas. I'm ma'akves zuezu. Brachas v'tkiya is ma'akves zuezu. It's in the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi learns that the brachas and the tkiyas, what it means is that the tkiyas are ma'akiv in the brachas. But if you don't blow shofar, then it's ma'akiv in malchus zichronis and shofaris. So Tosfos and other Rishonim ask Rashi from the same Gemara. The Gemara says if you have one city where they're saying malchus zichronis and shofaris, you have another city where they are. And we have another city where they're blowing shofar. So you go to the place Shetokim, because that's a deraisa, and not the place Shemavachim, because that's only a derabanan. But in any event, it's mefurish in the Gemara that in the city where they don't know how to blow shofar, they still say Malchus Zichronis and Shofaris. So how does that shtim? How does that jive with Rashi, who learns that Kiyas Brachas Ma'akav Zuzu? Tosfos is a different shot. Tosfos learns that Kiyas Brachas Ma'akav Zuzu means the tkiyas are ma'ak of each other, that if you have somebody who knows how to blow tkiya but not trua, then there's no point. Or if you have somebody who knows how to say malchus but not zichronis, then there's no point. Malchus, zichronis, and shofaris are a package deal. And tkiya, trua, tkiya is a package deal. So that's tkiyas, brachas, ma'ak of zuazu. It's two different statements. The tkiyas are ma'ak of zuazu, and the brachas are ma'ak of zuazu. But not that the tkiyas are ma'ak of on the brachas. But Rashi learns that the tkiyas are ma'ak of on the brachas. Without tkiyas, you can't have the brachas. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara says beferish, but you can have two cities. But in one city they blow shofar, and in the other city they say Malchus Zichronis and Shofaris. So we have two very difficult Rashi's. We have Rashi and Chumash that implies that Malchus Zichronis and Shofaris are deraisa. He brings the drosha of Zichron Truah as pshat and Chumash, as pshat and the pasuk. Sounds like it's in deraisa. And we have a Rashi who says that the tkiyas are ma'akev on the brachas. He learns the Gemara that the tkiyas are ma'akev on the brachas. Without the tkiyas, you can't have the brachas. And both of those two statements of Rashi are against the Mefurish Gemara, where the Gemara says that you have two cities, Ba'achas Teikim, Ba'achas Mevarchim. So you go to the place Shetekim, which is the Raisa, and not to the place Shemavarchim, where they say Malchus Echonish and Shefesh, which is only the Rabbanon. So you see in that Gemara two things that are both against Rashi. You see in that Gemara that Malchus Echonish and Shefesh are only the Rabbanon, Lu'umas Shefesh, which is the Raisa. And you see. Secondly, that you could still have a place where they say Malchus Zichronis and Shofaris, even though they don't have a shofar and they're not blowing shofar. So, very glaring questions on Rashi. So I think the Pshat and Rashi is as follows, with the preface. The Shitas HaGa'inim is that the Minah HaGa'inim was that, again, they didn't have printed Chumashim, printed Sidurim, and not everybody knew how to say Malchus, Sechainus, and Shofus. So the Minah HaGa'inim was that in the Shtilah Shemoneh Esrei, in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, they would daven Musaf, the Tzibur would daven Musaf without Malchus, Sechainus, and Shofus. They would just say seven brachas, like on a regular Shabbos and on a regular Yom Tov. And then in Chazor HaShashatz, the Shlich Tzibur would then say Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus, and we might see the Olam. And the Ramban explains that since they didn't know how to say Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus by heart, so Shtilah Shemoneh Esrei, the regular Zion Brachas, the Gemara is like this. The Gemara says that if you know how to daven, you're not allowed to be Yotzi with the Chazan. But in Rosh Hashanah, we have long, complicated Brachas, Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus, you could be Yotzi from the Chazan. So says the Ramban, people knew how to daven, but they didn't know how to daven Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus. So they said the regular Zion Brachas, the regular Musaf of a Yom Tov. And then Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus, that they heard in the Chazar HaShashatz, that they were Yotzi from the Chazan. So the Rosh, is Chelek on his middle. And the Rosh says he doesn't think it makes any sense. He says if on Rosh Hashanah, if you deny Brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, at Musaf, including Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus, are like the seven Brachas on a Shabbos and a Yom Tov. And just like on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you only say six brachas in Arti Yitzhi. You need seven. So in Rosh Hashanah, the Nusach HaTfilah is to have nine brachas. So merely you have to daven all nine. And if you don't know how to daven all nine, there's no point in davening just seven. You should be Yitzhi the whole thing from the Shliach Tzib. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes? The Nekudas HaMachlekes apparently is that the Ga'inim, as the Ramban explains them, the Ga'inim held that Malchus, Zechemes, and Shofes is a Dovah Nosef. And the regular matbeah tefillah, you have the regular matbeah and tefillah in Rosh Hashanah too of Musaf with seven brachas, and then there's a dovah noisef at takana noisefes that you have malchus zechreinus and shofes. But if you don't know how to say malchus zechreinus and shofes, that doesn't. You could still daven the regular Musaf that you have on Rosh Hashanah, because the regular nusach tefillah, the matbeah tefillah in Rosh Hashanah is like any yom tov, seven brachas, and then there's a mitzvah noisefes at takana noisefes to add to it the Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus, together with the Tkiyah Shofar. And the Rosh holds that Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus is not a Takon Nosefes, but now that they, or put it this way, and now that they were Masakan, Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus, that becomes the Nusach HaTfilin Rosh Hashanah. And you can't davening on Rosh Hashanah without Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus, because you're Mishana, you met Be'ah Shetobu Chachamim, the met Be'ah Shetobu Chachamim, the Nusach. The Nusach of Musaf on Rosh Hashanah has to include Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus. So that's the Machlekes. So I thought that Rashi agrees with the Rosh. The Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus is the Nusach HaTfilah of Rosh Hashanah. And that's about only the Rabbanon, because the Nusach HaTfilah is altogether. We know Nusach HaTfilah altogether is the Rabbanon. With the Rais, there's no fixed Nusach HaTfilah. And Sheikh Nesses HaGadol, Misakin, Nusach HaTfilah. And in Rosh Hashanah, the Nusach HaTfilah has to include Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus. But on the other hand, Rashi holds that Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus is also a din deraisa. As Rashi and Chumash brings the drosh of Zichrein Truah, then Rosh Hashanah is a din deraisa to say Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus. Then this is a tack of two things. There's a nusach of tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, which has to include Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus, like the Rosh. Because that's a nusach of tefillah. And if you say less than nine brachas, then you're not davening at all. And that's about only a din derabbanan, because the whole nusach of tefillah is only a din derabbanan. But then in addition, there's a din deraisa according to Rashi, that you have to say Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus, and that's a kiyum from the atzmai mideraisa. So Rashi holds that din, that you have to say Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus, mideraisa, the din deraisa Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus, that's only if it's together with Tkiyah Shofar. Because the Shofar, that's how Rashi learned the Gemara, that Tkiyah is ma'akvis es habrochis, that Tkiyah Shofar is ma'akiv in the kiyum deraisa of saying Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus. But if you don't have a Tkiyah Shofar, then you're not Mekayim, the Din Deraisa, to say Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus. But you still have to say them as the Nusach HaTfilah. You don't get out of it. It's still part of the Nusach HaTfilah. You can't now all of a sudden only daven seven brachas. That's not the Nusach HaTfilah. The Nusach HaTfilah remains nine brachas with Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus. But then it's only part of the Nusach HaTfilah. You don't have the Kim Deraisa of saying Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus. So the Mele Gemara is very good. The Gemara says if you have two cities, and one of them they're going to blow Shofar, and the other one they're going to only say Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofus. Because that's a deraisa. You don't go to the mokum shemavarchim because that's only a derabbanan. There were two kashas in Rashi. First of all, if they don't have a shofar, then why are they saying machis achonis and shofars at all? The Gemara says that tekiyas are ma'akiv in the brachas. And number two, how can the Gemara say that that's only a derabonim when Rashi and Chumash implies that machis achonis and shofars is a din deraisa? The answer is the two questions answer each other. Because in a place where they don't have a shofar, they taka don't have the din deraisa, because the din deraisa machis achonis and shofars requires that it be together with tekiyas shofar, because tekiyas ma'akiv is a brachas. So they still have to say machis achonis and shofars because that's the nusach hatfilah. But that's only a din derabbanon. Nusach hatfila is a derabbanon. The kiyum deraisa machis achonis and shofars they don't have. And if a person has a choice to go to a place where they're blowing shofar or only, or a place where they're saying machis achonis and shofars only, so then he goes to the place where they're blowing shofar because shofar is a din deraisa even without the brachas. But machis achonis and shofars without the shofar is only a derabbanon as nusach hatfila, but it no longer is the kiyum deraisa of zichrein trua. So elchem lamakim shetakim, ben elchem lamakim she'em avarchem. Okay, I'm sorry again for my forgetfulness, but that's what happens. If you be my age, you'll understand. Okay, cult of everybody, have a good Shabbos.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Rabbi. Good Shabbos, everybody.